attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming to a neighborhood near you, and that is of hunting season. Hunting season is not the exclusive domain of being out in the wilds and wilderness of Montana. Hunting season is happening right in your public school district. I talked about it this week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we are continuing that discussion today. That is hunting season. That is the time when doctors and nurses and public officials in local school systems target your children with not bullets, but needles, syringes. Hunting season is on. It's back to school time in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly in the United States and Canada, as they ramp up the propaganda to have your children drop their drawers or roll up their sleeves and get injected with toxic medicaments that have no place in the human body, much less animal body. And if you read the ingredient list, you would not put it in a glass and drink it. Yet they're injecting it into children without abandon. Or with reckless abandon, depending on your perspective. Welcome, my friends. The United States and World of Health Talk Radio kicks into gear here on GCN. And for the first time on Sundays as well, co-branded through my good friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnewsradio.com, naturalnews.com. Very exciting time. 6 days a week. If you're listening on one of our wonderful and loyal affiliates on Sundays, you can now call up and tell that station that you love listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. Hey, by the way, did you know that we can now pick up the Robert Scott Bell Show on this very radio station 5 additional days of the week, Monday through Friday? That's right. It's true. We've got it going out, blasting out worldwide. Now, we have phone numbers as well. I'll get to you. That's coming up. If you'd like to be part of the show, I will let you know we've got Sally Elcordy coming on board this hour a little while. She is an activist, and we're going to get her backstory as well as talk about what she's planning to do as far as marching for the ban of vaccines. And you thought I was radical calling out vaccines as evil interlopers of the immune system rather than beneficial assistants to the immune system. She wants them banned. And I have a hard time arguing against that. I do, even though I'm a freedom-loving guy. But the fact is they've duped so many millions of people, millions of parents, and they're still trying to dupe them. So we'll talk more about that this hour. Next hour, we'll also get into some political and economic healing. If you'd like to be part of the show, chime in right now. Two numbers I'm going to give you. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Also, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, also going live in the couple hours a day, 6 days a week that we go. Once again, 1 to 3 in the afternoons, live on Sundays, 3 to 5 in the afternoon, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Protecting your kids during a hunting season where syringes are bullets and kids are the target. Back to school. Tell me if you've got a propaganda story coming through. What are the kids are being told? What are the parents being? What are you being told? If you're a nurse, what are you being told to tell the parents about getting the vaccines? Now, as the medical police state encroaches further upon the freedom and sanctity of human life, freedom of sanctity not to be molested by experimental medicaments, either in pill form or syringe form, I have been arguing for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that, in fact, the marriage of medicine and state would be devastating, is devastating, has been devastating, all of the above, to the health of people and animals everywhere.
No more can you see this more clearly than the vaccine issue. Going back, we can go back a lot of years, but let's just go for the sake of argument, go back to Gerald Ford's years, 1975, 1976, before Jimmy Carter. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon over Watergate. What he shouldn't have been pardoned about was the war on cancer. We'll get to that, too. But what he did was institute, convinced he was doing something good. There's a desperate attempt to stop the swine flu. They come up with a vaccine in nearly record time, introduce it nearly record time, no safety studies, go out and start injecting the population. They injure and kill far more than swine flu did in that year. Now, rational humans, non-corrupted humans, not conflicted by interests that are economic, pertaining particularly to government agencies and the vaccine slash pharmaceutical industrial complex, would have said, whoa, 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 what are we doing here? We just instituted a vaccine policy suddenly, and look what happened. It was worse than the disease we were trying to prevent. Let's rethink this. Maybe there's a better way to provide for immunity. But that's not what happened. Because these agencies depend upon the industry that they regulate, and they need to justify their budgets each year, they need chicken littles running around government saying it's going to be the end of the world unless we insert your pharmaceutical drug or vaccine here. And so that's what happened. They double, tripled, and quadrupled down on this annual vaccine propaganda, particularly related to the flu. And I know we're early, that it's going to be coming. Believe me, it'll be earlier and earlier. Every drugstore setting up to give you free photo processing with a shot. But here we have the expanded vaccine mandate, that's not a mandate, to get your kids back into school, booster shots during teen years, HPV shots because of a sexually transmitted virus they claim will cause cancer 20, 30 years later in little girls' cervixes, if I can say it that way, and little boys to adults' throats. So they want to go after the boys too, based on the non-science that the human papillomavirus even causes this cancer, which it does not. They have not proved it, not even close. Now, I've said the danger of modern medicine, the marriage of medicine and state, I've called for a separation of medicine and state, is that as more people become dependent upon government, that is through different forms of welfare, benefits, however you want to call it, the more people rely on modern medicine to be delivered through governmental programs, the more the state would be able to control the people based on denying them certain benefits if they did not comply with medical edicts. And as we kick off today's Robert Scott Bell Show, that is the lead story here out of abc.net.au. That's the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd down there has announced that parents who choose not to have their children vaccinated will miss out on thousands of dollars in government benefits. I'm not making that up. This is exactly where Obamacare is going in the United States. I've warned you that if you want to get the benefit, you will have to go along with whatever draconian pronouncements eventually come down, including, we've covered this, the provision for home invasion. I call it a home invasion by government workers with very minimal background checks, if any at all, coming in to ask you, you're homeschooling, huh? Let's check on your child. Wait, they're not vaccinated. Oh, well, you can't participate. We will not cover your child with Obamacare unless they are up to speed on their vaccinations. Mr. Rudd, Prime Minister of Australia, speaking at Westmead Hospital in Sydney this past Sunday, which was technically yesterday for them, today for us, and says those who do not vaccinate their children will not get the family tax benefit, A, end-of-year supplement. Payment worth $726 per child per year, paid when children are vaccinated at 1, 2, and 5 years of age. So here you got it. Pharmaceutical bribery through welfare payments to the people of Australia. And they are holding these payments hostage, or holding the people hostage for these payments, in order to mandate or make sure that these parents will roll over and cave and allow their kids to become little experiments, little pincushion experiments. Shocked by this? You shouldn't be. Not if you're a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where it is going. This is why you have an obligation to what some would consider civil disobedience. I would consider it a high birthright to protect your children from assault and battery, assault with a deadly weapon, a syringe with toxic medicaments in there that, as I said, you would not drink. You read the label. You read the insert and look what's in there. And tell me you're going to pour that stuff in from the syringe right into your cup and shoot it down or have your children drink it. You wouldn't drink it. They wouldn't drink it. Why would you inject it? And this is the game they're playing. As they get more people to convince that the only way they can afford health care is through government mandate, fiat government interface with Big Pharma. And you buy that because it's a social welfare, it's a responsibility, we're all in this together, collectivist medical ideology. And then we sacrifice our children in order to maintain a benefit. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we'll be joined after the break by someone who agrees with me and maybe even takes it further, wanting to ban vaccines. And no, I'm not going to argue against that, but still, she's cool. Sally L. Cordy will be joining us. She'll be talking about a march coming up and different things you can do to raise not only awareness, but maybe save the next generation of children from being sacrificed to this death cult, the Church of Biological Mysticism. Now, granted, this is considered radical, certainly, by the mainstream political left and some of the mainstream political right. On the right side of things, at least they'll have some level of defense of the integrity of the family. But on the left, they've abandoned the family and said the family belongs to the state. Therefore, your kids are not yours. They belong to government and the political pharmaceutical establishment, and they can vaccinate them and drug them and chemotherapy them whenever they want. Why and how? We're going to go into this more. This is the kind of thing you'll hear, only here, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, even in talk radio, they don't get it the way we get it here and the way we dish it out as well. And I'm glad you're here with me. Line up on the phones right now if you have a question or a comment. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can follow me on Twitter at RS Bell Media. At RS Bell Media on Twitter. And, of course, go to robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health freedom and healing liberty. And, of course, the links to all of the sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing.
Than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live on GCN and through naturalnewsradio.com. Appreciate y'all being here. We're time zoning within our own show today. We've been trying to uniform the clock here on Genesis from Monday through Friday through the weekend show. And so I may have talked right into the commercial break and not gotten cues. That's unlike us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we pride ourselves if we do. Now, I know that pride goeth before the fall, but we appreciate being spot on to these things. And we're doing our level best to do so today, so bear with me. Your prayers are welcome. By the way, 800 number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. I was relating the fact that the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty is only possible due to the sponsorship of those that have support for this message, that are not cowering in fear over a message as bold and as straightforward as this: protecting children from the dangers of the medical mafia. The pharmaceutical industrial complex, which owns government, which is targeting your children in back to school, which is hunting season on children. Now, we're scheduled to have Sally Elcordy on. I don't know if we've got her on, but Tom, you let me know when we do, and we'll bring her up and talk about her efforts to get vaccines banned. Some might say that she's tilting at windmills. I will say this, that inevitably there will be a day, and I believe in our lifetime, where we'll be looking back on the era of vaccination and realizing what a barbarity it was, how barbaric it was. So inevitably, the awareness will grow to the point where we'll wonder, how did we ever believe the lies? Then again, we've believed a lot of lies in our lifetime, haven't we? One of the biggest lies we were sold is that cannabis is an evil, dangerous, addictive drug. Yet God created that plant, and we bought the line and the lie from certain industries purchasing the influence of government, that it was so dangerous it had to be outlawed and banned. And yet more people are seemingly in prison in America per capita, mostly for nonviolent drug offenses, utilizing a plant that God created that can actually cure cancer and depression and relieve inflammation and pain and do extraordinary things. And as far as removing the offending elements to immune dysfunction, starting from the get-go with the hepatitis B vaccine, which they're telling you when you're in a hospital. Please don't have a baby in a hospital if you can avoid it. But the moment that baby comes out, he or she's just inevitably a hepatitis B shot deficient. Despite the fact that in order to acquire, if they can call it that, hepatitis B, that little baby would have to sneak away from mommy's breasts and run out and get a tattoo with a dirty needle or share a dirty needle from another drug user or engage in wild sex orgies with unprotected, you know what I'm saying? It's absurd. It's insane. And then to inject these little babies, they expect, if we believe the scientists, to elicit an antibody response, which is all the gold standard, if you will, of vaccines. How can we trigger the immune system to be artificially induced to produce antibodies to a given disease, XYZ, ABC? And, of course, we know that an infant's immune system is so immature that it cannot develop its own antibodies at that age. It depends upon its mother's humoral antibodies, humoral immunity from mom, from colostrum, from breast milk. And when you inject this, it's just purely a toxic injection, a poison injection. And so when somebody says we need to ban vaccines, what am I going to say except go? Yes, go, ban them. Why not? How can you justify injecting these substances? Formaldehyde, animal RNA and DNA, aborted fetal tissue, mercury, aluminum, antibiotics and other stabilizers, antifreeze, and more. How can you defend injecting that? Oh, well, we want to make sure that infant doesn't get hepatitis B. Well, how do they get hepatitis B? What have I said? It's absolutely an insane construct that is indefensible. And, of course, the same thing they're applying to kids going back to school under the guise of the germ theory and collectivism, medical collectivism, that we've got to ramp up, like this story out of Australia. If we can only get 90% of all these kids vaccinated, we could wipe out measles. We could wipe out all this stuff. As if you catch the disease as a group. There's no room for individualism in vaccination. Because it isn't about protecting the individual, it's about protecting the group. Group dynamics that they can never define or explain. Well, we'll be back. We're getting this calendar set up, this timing set up today as we're smoothing out the clock here. Bear with us. RobertScadbell.com is the website. Say thanks to all our great sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. RobertScadbell.com, and you can give us a call. We'll give you that number after the break. Appreciate you being here. We'll try and get Sally L. Cordy up in the next segment. Stand by.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
All right. Stop asking permission where no permission is required, and it's never required, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. You can reach me right now, 800-259-5791. We are joined by Sally Elcordy, and she's quite an activist doing great work and not only raising awareness of the danger of vaccines, but taking it a step further, maybe a step 10 times further than most anybody else out there. And I appreciate her courage, her tenacity, and she's with me now. Sally, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be on with you, Robert. Truly appreciate this opportunity to get the word out.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you are getting the word out, but I want to know, what is it that stimulated your movement in this direction with such great passion and intensity?
Well, my sister had severe mental retardation, and I kept running into children. As years went by, more and more children, which parallels the increase in vaccines, by the way. And I had to started by stopping one parent and saying, hi, my name's Sally. My sister was severely mentally retarded. What's the matter with your kid? And they would talk to me, and somewhere the first and every parent since said somewhere in that conversation, but the doctor said it wasn't the vaccine. And after a while, it became, you know, impossible to deny that, in fact, it was a vaccine. So that's what started my activism, was saying, oh, my Lord, if this is what's causing it, it's so easy to stop this tragedy. And my sister had a very tragic life, and she died in her early 20s. And just to know that we could prevent that, and children might be healthy, and they might live independently, it was just such, it excited me beyond words. I stopped everything I was doing and have spent every waking hour trying to prevent other children from falling likewise.
Well, how long have you been at this now? As you said, your sister, having an experience with her, obviously decades, 20 years old, and that you know, her life's gone. Did this start at what age for her when you started putting these two things together, vaccines and childhood damage?
All of my life, my mother was saying, well, the doctor said, and she was always jumping from thing to thing that she had heard from doctors, constantly sounding confused. Now, as I say, once I discerned this from talking to parents of children who reminded me of my sister, I was halfway across New York State when she said to me, Sally, your sister was vaccine damaged. And I said, she was ever normal? Because she was 8 years older than I, and I had never known her when she was normal. And she said, yes, after her annual checkup, she looked away and never looked back.
Oh. And this was before the time, Sally, of the expanded vaccine schedule in the early 90s.
Well, she would have been right now, I'm 53, she would have been 61.
Yeah, so she was one of the first waves of those canaries in the coal mine of earlier generations warning everybody that if we had paid attention.
Right, and were it not for the disinformation, though, because I ran into a woman who had four autistic grandchildren before, by the fifth one, was spared because they had to wade through all the disinformation they were being given about vaccines to finally just say, I don't care what you people say. My fifth grandchild will not fall like the others.
Yeah, exactly. So now you're raising the not only the awareness, but really boldly by stating we need to ban them. And that's not language you typically hear, even in the those that who are awakened to this issue. You know, that feel like, oh my, if you say that, you're going to shut people down. Tell me the response to this campaign, this movement that you've got going on.
Well, I've been, my first piece of legislation was All Vaccines Are Banned, which was based in the reality that I had experienced, and all of these other mothers of vaccine injured children. You know, my kid's normal, my kid's absolutely devastated. And this was, a tour, the vaccine realities tour, because that's what we had at the time. And now we know the ingredients and the diseases, and we don't know all the ingredients, but the ones we know are horrifying. The diseases, all diseases in internal medicine, and the intent. There's just such an incredible amount of intent that we have documented at this point that, you know, what's left to find? But I don't know that I'm answering your question. I'm sorry.
You're good. Listen, I appreciate what you're doing. I just want to get a sense of it so people understand what brings you to this. Because everybody's got their own story. And there's that moment where they woke up and said, oh, my gosh, I was lied to. I mentioned that about cannabis as well. But in this case, the vaccine issue. Now, I opened the story with a story out of Australia, where the government is now saying we're withholding whatever benefits the people are supposed to get if they don't vaccinate their children. And I said this, the more that medicine encroaches and government encroaches simultaneously, the more you will be controlled medically, pharmaceutically, and vaccinology style back down on your essential liberty and health to allow them to experiment on you just to receive a benefit that is not worth it, no matter how poor you might think you are or might be. To sacrifice your body this way to science, and it's not even science, it's scientism or the religion of science, it's a dangerous game they're playing with all of us.
Exactly, and any mother or parent of a vaccine-injured child will tell you that they are beyond extended. Everyone's losing their homes. I have yet to talk to an autism mother who isn't losing her home, and the one I know who has lost her home already is finding discrimination in trying to rent someplace. So how much more can we do to these people, do you think, you know?
Yeah, when you see that, you can get violently angry and justifiably so. And I've talked to many of these parents. I've talked to the Thinking Moms Revolution folks over at Autism One there and continue our relationship to get this out there. You don't see it, the true face of vaccine damage, until you see these children and the families and the devastation, not only from the standpoint of the physiological attack on the kids and the families, but the emotional toll, the mental toll, and you said it, the economic toll. Many declaring bankruptcy, losing their homes, unable to find places to rent because these places are not set up to handle these kids. Disaster is not, it's an understatement. It doesn't even come close to it.
No. So whatever they're saving, you know, whatever that $2,000 is, $786 or whatever it is, it's a drop in the bucket. Forget it, move on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know? But this
right.
is the point
but
of
in terms
also
of how people are reacting. I want you to know that people
yes.
are waking up for all the wrong reasons, Robert. All
Talk
the wrong
to me.
Reasons. Because, well, I've been doing this, you know, talking to people in the streets when I walk the dog. I come packing with flyers. I go put up posters in storefront windows. And, you know, even if the person doesn't put it up, which everyone has, by the way, for October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month, which I created with Marianne Hollinsworth Green, and we had 30 events around the world, including at the Brussels Parliament for when we started it. But we are just happy if people will go out and post flyers in store windows. And every single person I gave it to, I thought, you know, even if I just educate the person I'm asking to post this flyer, that's enough for me, you know,
mm-hmm.
because we'll start with that person. However, everyone posted it, including one drugstore.
How did you get a drugstore to do it? Did you make convincing?
I'll tell you how I did.
Yes.
I talked to the pharmacists. I talk to the pharmacists all the time. I bring other information just for the pharmacists in regard to the 4,250% increase in miscarriages linked to the H1N1 vaccine, and I've been doing it since it was only 700% linked to the H1N1 vaccine. But regardless, I was talking to a pharmacist who is from India. And I said, well, you understand what I'm saying, because they have pulled the Gardasil vaccine in India. And she absolutely acknowledged what I was saying. And she said, I will post this. And then I went back, and she had posted. So here we are in a drugstore posting October Vaccine Injury Awareness Month. And but I want to just say, in terms of India, I find it fascinating, and I would like also to bring something up about the HPV also in this regard. In India, they pulled the Gardasil, as I believe they did in Italy, and I know Japan is going to.
Right.
However, they were the first, and I find it fascinating that a huge polio campaign went down while people were taking a Sunday drive with their children being pulled over by men in fatigues or some kind of, army-like uniform, pulling over the car and administering two shots of the polio vaccine in the backs of the cars in India. I say that's what they got for pulling the Gardasil vaccine, and 47,500 paralysis as resulted from that. And I would like to go right into the United Nations therefrom, but there's one other pit stop I must make. You had a gentleman on the other day who was talking about thimerosal, Brian Hooker. And by the way, there is no thimerosal in the MMR vaccine, and I would like also to present the fact that autism is caused by the measles virus and by antigens, and I have a lot of information also undercover for 30 years to present you with in that regard. And
Sally,
I may,
Sally, the subcomponents of the MMR shot do contain some measurable quantities, albeit less, of the thimerosal because of they don't have to list it on the label, though. That's the point. That's not to discount what you've said. I agree. It's everything, although mercury, we do know, is the second most toxic substance on planet Earth that we're aware of, is a major contributing factor, as are all of these things. And it's a toxic soup that doesn't belong in any child or adult, for that matter. So you won't get an argument from me on that, except that it's everything, and we need to call a halt to it, and that's what you're doing. Now, I want to let everybody know also that in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, we've pretty much got a lot of links that Sally has forwarded to me so that you can learn how to plug into this, what she's written about, proposals, things like that, events that may be occurring as well. So I encourage you to check that out, and it'll link out to the other areas that Sally will want to help get you on board this movement.
But with regard to what Brian Hooker said, and it ties right into the India thing, he was saying that, you had brought up while you were interviewing him the fact that Michael Douglas has spoken out about the HPV, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Well, what's very important here is, as with India, they pulled the Gardasil, and now they have mass paralysis thanks to the polio. That was the price they paid. Michael Douglas was the voice behind the movie Direct Order, which talks about the anthrax vaccine and the terrible outcome it had on our soldiers.
Fascinating. Well, we're up against the break here. Sally Elcourt is going to be with me up to the top of the hour here. She's my special guest here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to be part of it, give me a call, 800-259-5791. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors, and we'll be back with more powerful healing than anywhere else in broadcast media.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and a money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of
food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Yes, most definitely rocking the health world today, live on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com, simulcasting the Robert Scott Bell Show, as well as wonderful affiliates around the nation. Now you can tell them, hey, we can hear RSB Monday through Friday as well through GCN on the radio. So cool stuff. Today being joined by Sally L. Cordy. She is an activist. She's a super duper, supporter of the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. She's out there calling for a ban on vaccines, and we support her here, as well as a movement to get some billboards up I want to hear about as well. But, Sally, welcome back. We got one more segment to go.
Wonderful. I will try not to waste any time here. There are two reasons I'm trying to get billboards up urgently, and I have a campaign that's a fundraiser, and quite frankly, if you send me money, the first billboard we're going to get up is going to be right near the United Nations, because they have a program called Peace One Day, and International Peace Day is September 21st, and I've actually moved the date to ban vaccines up to September 21st. Because they originally had started this young man, hippie-like, went to the UN, said, I would like to see a worldwide ceasefire. They said, great. They made a resolution of sorts. And then Angelina came, Jolie came on board, and they were going to start with one day of a ceasefire. It's going to be beautiful. Well, they sent in 2011, I see a video in 2012 saying in 2011 they sent in healthcare workers on this international ceasefire, and they inoculated 1.6 million children. Then the next year, they just came out with a video promoting the fact that they will be inoculating millions of children for Peace One Day. So I say the only thing more ironic than vaccinating children for peace is vaccinating children for health.
Yeah, wow, you said it so well. I mean, listen, the act of vaccination is an act of violence, and yet they're calling it Peace One Day. It tells you about the Orwellian newspeak at the United Nations. So you're trying to get a billboard put up there right across from the UN about banning vaccines. I think it'll cause people's heads to explode just looking at it.
Well, I've already called the director of International UNICEF, who's Anthony Lake. I've sent his assistant, Angela Irving, which is airving@unicef.org, two letters saying that the hoax is exposed. We know the intent is to cause the diseases, so mass inoculation will cause mass paralysis. Is that what you're doing in the name of peace?
Hmm. I tell you, you're not making any friends over there at the United Nations.
Well, I said I have a delegation ready to meet with him, an entire delegation of people who understand what that the hoax is over and what the real problems are.
Hmm.
Now, I'm also asking people to write to Peace One Day on their Facebook page and send them as many articles as you can. The one about the 47,500 paralyzed children in India is a great place to start. but you can also quote. So there are so many valuable quotes, articles, and lots to back up this situation here. We have been deceived, bottom line.
Yeah, we were lied to. And at some point in our lives, most of our lives, we were deceived and bought into the lies. And when you wake up, it's quite a shock. And I know that some folks out there listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're a new listener, this may be a shocking topic to you, but it's one of many in the arena of not only waking you up, but empowering you to take charge of your health and to protect your children, rightfully so. As I said, I believe you have an obligation, your birthright, to protect your kids. Even if that protection is in opposition to what the state's claims would protect them, which when it is involved in modern medicine and pharmaceutical pseudoscience and injecting toxic medicaments into children, there's no way you can defend that as a legitimate means to, let's say, support immunity.
Right, and we are also trying desperately to do this before the start of school, and there's something that came to my attention that I'd like your opinion on, please, and that is in regard to, I've been telling everyone, if you cannot get an exemption, homeschool. And then somebody, and I know here in New York State, a friend of mine who goes to a state school said that he's an online student, but they still required he get an exemption for vaccination, which completely debunks the herd immunity misinformation. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Basically, do you know if homeschooling programs, which I heard may require it, do you know the answer?
Yeah, well, here you get into jurisdictional issues again, and I don't have a lot of time to wrap it up with you, Sally, but I'm glad you asked the question. I'm going to get into the jurisdiction issues tomorrow on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Batar as well. But the fact that you are a resident, if you claim residency, residency is a key legal defined word that establishes you as an artificial creation of the state, a corporation, a person, a partnership, etc., not a human sovereign being. That word sovereignty is a threat to the federal government, which now looks at all of you as fodder for whatever process, program, war, including the war on what? Your children. Hunting season here, going back to school. Sally Elkowardy, thank you. The links are up if you'd like to support her efforts. We appreciate her here. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hey gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi everybody, I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink, or a protein shake, or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will too. And now you can get them all at jasonlewisteam.com. Now look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star, or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here too. All you have to do is go to jasonlewisteam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's jasonlewisteam.com.